Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks, everybody.
The Bear.
You're listening to the best of the Bears.
He's in for the touchdown, and the Chicago Bears have taken the lead.
A weekly mix of 670 The Score's best NFL talk to get you ready for game day.
Report with Brad Biggs.
Biggs time.
Biggsy.
His name is Brad Biggs.
Brad Biggs talks football with you.
Mullion Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. You can also watch us on the Chicago Sports Net. We are available from CHSN, Chicago Sports Network. David, you work there. You know the place. And we are delighted to welcome in our guy. He is a football man from the Chicago Tribune. He is a man that needs a little introduction. He's always a guest on this network, on our station. And he is a beautiful and wondrous human. Brad Biggs joins us on the Plumbers 911 hotline. Plumbing emergency, call 1-833-PLUM-911, Local 130 Plumbers. Get the job done right the first time. Big Zay.
Morning, Brad.
Morning, boys. What's going on?
Well, there's an awful important football game, and we talked to some people this morning about what it says about this season. I think a lot of us agree that it's been a very successful season for the Bears, but lo and behold, something about the Green Bay Packers coming to town on Saturday night makes this game of utmost importance. It could really send a message. We know the Bears in danger of going 2-5 if indeed they do not win this game. I'm talking about in the division. How important is this game for the franchise, for the city? Is that different than just the football team?
You know, it's an important game because opportunities like this can be fleeting. They shouldn't be as fleeting as they have been for the Chicago Bears for a long time now, but you can't take opportunities in the postseason for granted. They've got one of 14 tickets, and they need to pursue it. And I think they're in a good headspace. I think they've got the right mindset, despite dropping the final two games of the regular season. And it's going to be interesting to see how they come out and play, because it is the Packers, because they played the Packers twice since, the second Sunday in December. This is a big game. I don't think Packers adds a lot to it. If it does, you're overlooking what the true goal of each season is, and that's to get into the playoffs and be competitive and give yourself a shot. I think the rivalry in the upper Midwest takes a back seat when it's playoff football.
If that's the case, and I don't disagree at all, Brad, well put, if you look at the tape, you remove the rivalry aspect, you mute out the trash talking that's going on maybe in the Packer locker room. When you just look at the football part of it, where do you think the Bears have an advantage?
Well, there's a lot of elements to this game where if you said to me, this could go one way or the other. Caleb could play well. Caleb could struggle in his first playoff appearance. Jordan Love could play really well. Jordan Love could look rusty after some time off because of a concussion. The Bears could get back to their ways of getting some takeaways. They could really struggle, which they've getting the takeaways, which they've done a little bit against these better quarterbacks. I don't see a way that this Bears offensive line doesn't play well. So I think that's the strength. And I say that while acknowledging that they did not run the ball nearly as effectively as they needed to last week against the Lions defense. That Lions run defense is okay, maybe, right? Like, there's nothing super special about that. So they should have been better there, but I would expect the offensive line will play well for the Bears. I think that's the strength of this football team. But they've got to take that advantage and turn it into points. The Bears have one field goal in the first half of two games against the Packers. So in four quarters, 3 points, of the two first halves against Green Bay, that's not going to cut it. Like, you can't keep trying to play catch up and wait for your quarterback to throw his cape on when there's 4.5 minutes left in the game or something of that nature. They've got to get off to a better start. You don't want to allow the Packers in what's going to be a very challenging environment to come in and build some confidence right away and, to a degree, take the crowd out of it, right?
Yeah, I think when you sit back and look at the Bears in the last couple of games and you look at where they're at at this point of the season, you got to ask yourself, is the defense good enough to make a playoff run? And I think that's a legitimate question. I think that the magic we saw earlier in the year when they had all the takeaways, and they've had a takeaway in each of the last couple of games, it just doesn't feel like they can plan on that, and they must get them in order to win these games. How do you look at that element of their team? Is it luck of the draw? Has that luck run out? Do you believe they're going to win the turnover battle, and do they have to?
Well, I sure think to give themselves a shot, they need to win it. They've got to be plus one, preferably. If they go plus two, they could win every Sunday, or in this case, Saturday, right? But of the 14 teams in the playoffs, the Bears have the worst scoring defense, right? They're 24.4 points per game, which league-wide was 23rd for the regular season. There's not another playoff team in that range. I think the next closest is the Steelers, who ranked 17th league-wide. So can they get on a run? Yeah, that defense, if it can get them to plus two, I think they could go on a run. But I've made the point to you guys, I think, at the beginning of this week, maybe even last week, you look at the takeaway totals here since about the start of December, and they got three interceptions from Shedeur Sanders against the Browns in a total blowout. They ran over them with the train. But against these other quarterbacks, and that's two games against the Packers, that's Brock Purdy, that's Jared Goff, it's kind of been a single takeaway each game. So we'll see where that's at. Will, what's Green Bay's plan going to be? Because there was a period of that game, the Week 16 meeting at Soldier Field, where the Packers really got that running offense cranked up, and some of it was zone read with Malik Willis after Jordan Love was knocked out, but they were running Wilson like right up the gut. Josh Jacobs probably shouldn't have played in that game with the knee injury. So what's Green Bay's strategy? Do they want to hold the ball for a long time like they've had some success doing against the Bears? I from a coaching perspective, in terms of, you know, what are the top two or three goals that LaFleur has? What are the top two or three goals that Ben Johnson has? I think it's going to be fascinating, and then it's going to come down to execution.
I know you don't spend a lot of time dwelling on this stuff, Brad, but I just wonder how you would compare what you've heard from both teams this week, and what, if anything, has stood out to you about the Bears' approach publicly or their approach mentally, the mindset that they're bringing into this game.
Yeah, you know, I think that I think Ben Johnson did a good job of turning the page after that Detroit game, and that was a bad game for the Bears, right? And we know that they rallied there in the fourth quarter, but your offense is at home, and you got 0 points going into the fourth quarter. Like, you know, there was reason to look up. Okay, when's the last time the Bears were shut out at Soldier Field? When you got to do that at the start of a ball game in Week 18 for a playoff team, there's some things amiss. But they turned the page quickly. They got the focus right on the Packers. I think they're able to have some confidence because they beat Green Bay last time. Of course, everyone knows it took a whole series of huge plays there at the end, you know, so, and you can't convince me that an onside kick doesn't have an element of luck in it, but it was a great kick by Cairo, and then Romeo Doubs had he was using those frying pans to try to field it. So we'll see, but I think mentally they're probably in the right space. I we've talked about that all year. Ben Johnson has done a really good job on a week in and week out basis of refocusing the team immediately, because quite frankly, you don't go on a stretch where you win 9 of 10 ball games if you're not doing that. It's not like the Bears had this roster that would stack up against the 85 Bears, where you could some weeks you could roll out the ball and you knew they were going to go out there and kick ass. And that's not, I'm not saying the roster isn't good here, but they had to get refocused and get back to business, and they've been able to do that.
We should let you know that this segment with Brad Biggs is sponsored by Est Wing Professional Tools, made in the USA for over 100 years, estwing.com. And Brad, as you look at the reaction in game two of this series, again, three games in 34 days. But in the second game, the Bears came out. Ben Johnson talked about it yesterday. Their emotions were not in check. I mean, you had the crowd surfing penalty to open the game. You had the hit on the quarterback, a late hit on the quarterback early. The Bears seemed like they were really shot out of a cannon. And he talked about controlling emotions, and he talked about how important it is not to pick up these penalties, etc. Did the experience of that game teach them something? I mean, in other words, they had a very poor start to that game. They did march down the field, and then they had that trick play. It felt like the emotional charge kind of prevented them from getting the good start, at least in that game. Do you believe that they will be more under control because they've talked about it? How will a young team react to their first playoff game in a lot of careers?
Hopefully with more poise than they opened that Week 16 game, but they've got enough guys in that locker room at different position groups, I think, to sort of lead the way when you look at a guy like Byard, Edmonds at linebacker, Grady Jarrett's been to a Super Bowl, Joe Tooney on the offensive line. Like I think you start going around a little bit and they've got some Jonah Jackson also on the offensive line. So they've got some guys that have been there and had to do that before, but they are going to have to play well in the red zone, which there hasn't been a lot of middle ground for them here lately. They've either been really good or really bad, like they were in San Francisco. So they're going to have to be strong in the red zone because you would have to think Jordan Love and the Packers are going to have opportunities to make plays. The Bears have given up. They give up a lot of explosive plays. So you wonder, is Dennis Allen going to go to more, lean towards more zone coverage, keep it in front of them, make the Packers go on a 65-yard drive, a 75-yard drive, and hope that you can take advantage in the red zone, or make them make a mistake before that. But they should be more poised this time out. There's no excuse for that. And the penalty issues that sort of plagued the Bears, I think that was a first half of the season issue. Have there been some instances here of late? Yeah, but they haven't been piling them up in bunches like they did out of the gates.
Who makes a bigger impact on tomorrow night's game for the Bears, Roma Dunze or Kyler Gordon?
Well, that's a good question. I want to say they probably benefit most from Kyler, just because I feel like they've got enough offensive weapons that if Rome isn't super sharp, and he's been out a while now, that they've got enough guys that can pick up the slack, right? I think we'd all agree on that. Like defensively, they could they got to get better. I mean, they've been so bad on third down here of late that they need help, and hopefully Kyler can provide it. We'll see what kind of football shape he's in. We'll see what he has. They have until 3:00 tomorrow afternoon, Saturday afternoon, to return him to the 53-man roster to make him eligible for the game. I would expect that to happen, but I also figure they probably take that up until about 3:00 before they make an announcement on Kyler Gordon and his availability for the game.
That'll be right after Ben Johnson's nap in movie.
Who did you take, Brad? Break it down for us. Tell us how this game's going to go.
Yeah, this is a tough. I think this is a real toss-up. Like what? The Packers have scored 44 points in the two meetings this year. The Bears have scored 43. It's right down the middle. The Bears should have an advantage playing this game at home. The Packers have got 15, 16 guys on IR, and it's a lot more than just Micah Parsons. And I thought that they rebounded okay from Parsons, but then you saw that Baltimore game. You're understanding that they've lost, four in a row coming into the playoffs here, and maybe there's an asterisk with that because last week's game against the Vikings, they rested guys. They did not put forth an effort in that one, but I picked the Bears. I think it's going to be close, 27-23. Nothing would surprise me. Keys for the Bears, establishing a tone and being productive, running the football with that offensive line, somehow improving on third down, and a great way to start with that is to be better on early downs, so it's everything is in third and three or less, and then they've got to play good defense in the red zone, because you'd have to imagine the Packers are going to be able to move the ball. Packers number two on offense in the entire league on third down. Jordan Love's productive on third down, and I would also add, get Love off his platform. Find a way. If you're not going to hit him, and that's easier said than done, find a way to get him off his platform. Make him move a little bit, flush him out of the pocket a little bit, but don't allow him to stand back there in a shooting gallery, because that's not a situation I think the Bears are equipped to handle well.
Great stuff, Big Z. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
a great
Brad.
Game.
See you tomorrow.
Have a great weekend, guys. Enjoy the game.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the Extra Point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What is your prediction? Why will it go that way? And who makes the big play? We'll all remember.
What a week it has been in terms of build-up, in terms of hype and anticipation. I do sense, as I said earlier in the show, a level of anxiety that among the fan base you can't avoid. There's definite anticipation because it's a playoff game, and certainly the Bears haven't won one of those in 15 years. But there's a special level of excitement and I think a different layer of anxiety because it's the Packers. And the concept of losing a playoff game, not only to a playoff opponent, but your rival, makes this anticipation different and this matchup special. And it will be the third time in 34 days these two teams have met. And you can make good arguments on both sides for which the team has the edge in that. I think it gives the edge to the team who's playing at home for the second time of those three meetings. I think the Bears offensive line is the strongest unit among all of the groups and position groups that are be playing on Saturday night. Ben Johnson has this team mentally prepared with laser focus, and they are locked in. And their words and messaging reflect his and echo everything that he has told them from day one. And I think that Caleb Williams' magic act will get an encore. Bears 23, Packers 21.
All right, let's do it. This stat's been sitting here all week. I'm going to use it. The playoff team that loses their regular season finale are 22-5, an 8.15 winning percentage in home playoff openers since 2011. Checkmark Bears. I also really liked what we heard yesterday on the midday show of Rahimi, Harris, and Grody from our buddy Mike Florio's partner at Pro Football Talk. Chris Sims, believes the Bears win this game because of the rust factor with the quarterback, Jordan Love. And I think that is also something that has to be thought about. But at the same time, the Bears cannot get off to those traditional slow starts. Weather is going to be a factor. It's going to be windy. There will be snow around Soldier Field if the weather people are correct. So I don't need the 1.5. Yes, David?
I just want you to finish your prediction. I'll ask a question.
I don't need the 1.5. I don't want the 1.5. I'll take the 1.5. Bears 20, Packers 17, and the cheese grater that I was basically suggested to not wear, but here it is in case you haven't seen one, you've been living under a rock.
Put it on!
This will be a very, very popular item come Monday morning. Very popular, the cheese grater. Thank you, Mitch Rosen, for providing these to us. And young Brandon Fryer's son really enjoying his cheese
grater. Mitch, get those for you?
Well, Mitch had them. I don't know if he got them for us. This just happened
He's
to be
around.
He's making
American grater again.
Yeah. But the other thing is, you know, the Packers wanted the Bears. They wanted to place the Bears in the play. Here you go. All right, let's see. Tough guy.
Well, that weather you speak of affect the Bulls game.
I'm going to be watching your pregame tonight, David, and see if you have your long underwear on under your flag and anthem, if they've gotten the building cold enough for the ice to freeze, because obviously it was melting last night at the United Center. Condensation, a thing.
Yeah, you know, this is a difficult game to pick because of the familiarity between the two teams, because they've played as often as they have. I got to believe that home field counts for something. And the Bears will be more under control, hopefully, than they were the first time. And that's everyone. I mean, you know, no snap between the legs plays down at the goal line. Let's just keep running damn ball. And I think this has been a successful year. We will get into this conversation. We talked about talking about it. This morning, and it was rejected by whoever doesn't listen to what we talk about on the show when we suggested that this would be a good topic. But I think the Bears have had a successful season. I think some people might not feel that way if they lose at home to the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. I think either way, it's been a successful season. But I think just for the sake of unity and discipline within our fan base, then let's hope the Bears win that game so whatever minds were turned against that won't be when they look at the end of the season. So winning and the way they have this year, and then taking advantage of a home game against the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs, this could be an excellent season where everyone agrees. Great year for the Bears. So I'm going with the Bears. I'm taking them 28-27.
Wow. We both have them winning.
I think it'll be very close.
By the narrowest of margins. Brandon?
I don't think we had much choice.
Real quick, I'm going to go Bears too as well, 27-24. I think what's going to happen is I think Jordan Love is going to be very rusty. I think you're going to see a couple of takeaways, but the Bears defense is still going to struggle. But overall, Santos, field goal, win the game.
Did you see Santos and Ben Johnson talking on the practice field, the video of that? And it appeared they were having a conversation. And at the end of it, Santos shook Ben Johnson's hand. Like, nice talking with you, sir. We'll see you on Saturday. It was very strange. A strange interaction between kicker and coach.
You got to introduce yourself to everyone at some point in
the
year.
I think that's good advice for any teenager, but I don't think we're talking about a guy meeting him for the first time. I just thought that was very odd.
Do you know if they spoke Portuguese each other at all?
Does Ben speak Portuguese?
Well, Ben speaks math, so he must be able to speak every language. But I wonder, would he have used like a formal form of Portuguese opposed to a more...
I think Ben Johnson's tired of talking this week, period, in any language, in any dialect, because he looks like he's all business.
Oh, yeah.
He looks like he hasn't changed since Sunday.
That's good.
He's ready to roll.
All right. We're going to open up the phone lines. Do you think the Bears had a successful season either way, or do they have to win this game in order for you to feel like they had a successful
year? I want to frame
it
the way that you asked it yesterday. Do the Bears have to win this game to stamp this season a success? That's what you asked. It's a fascinating question. I know what my answer is. I wonder what people think overall, because you get that sense from the fan base.
312-644-6767. Mully and Haw on the score.
You must have taken Portuguese at Benedictine High in Savannah, didn't you?
Portuguese.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick.
IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
I mean, this game, I think about when I was in Philly in 2022. Obviously made a long run. I think you need some things to go your way. Like, that's just kind of how it goes. Something. And sometimes the ball bounces your way, and sometimes it doesn't, man. But for us, I think all we've been doing is just kind of controlling our belief and controlling what we can control, and that's all we can do, man. I think, you know, there's gonna be things, adversity that we didn't overcome, whether, you know, you don't get a call, or you know, something just doesn't go your way. You got to be able to overcome it. But I think for the most part, man, we've held so steady on kind of what's happening with us right now and what we can control week in and week out, and that's the reason that we're here. And there was no one looking around the league, seeing what's happening. There's nothing like that. We were controlling what we can control. And I think that's why we're in the position right now, for sure.
Bears middle linebacker TJ Edwards talking about the good and the bad of the Bears defense as they get ready to take on Jordan Love and the Packers again in the playoffs. This is the Spiegel and Holmes Show. We are glad you are with us at 325. If you have been missing your best bets and your wagertainment, Joe Ostrowski is going to join us at 325. 325. So be ready. He will be here for that. This defense got some good news today, Speaks.
Okay, it did with the injury report. Kyler Gordon, full participant.
No designation at all. Wait, let me make sure. I want to make sure.
No, questionable. I thought it was questionable.
Questionable. Full participation, but questionable.
Okay.
And that's a ramp up from where he was, where he was limited participation. And Braxton Jones is in the same boat, where it's full participation, but listed as questionable.
Nick McLeod, also full participation. I forget if there was a designation there, but both those guys can play nickel. C.J. Gardner-Johnson's not going to be in this game.
Yeah, we didn't. The way that, honestly, that C.J. Gardner-Johnson's concussion was one of the scariest ones I've seen since Tua.
Had trouble walking off and then stopped and was pointing in the wrong direction.
Yeah, it's really terrifying stuff. I hope that he's okay. And they've got three guys that are dealing with that too. So hopefully those guys are going to be all right. But the idea that you would even have, let's say you've got Kyler for 15 plays. That's better than what you had. And I know that that part sucks. And It sucks for people like us that are huge Kyler Gordon fans. And we're like applauding when they gave him the money. This guy can be a difference maker. So if you've only got him for 15 plays on Saturday, so be it. You've got other guys that are having issues, and you need as many bodies as you can throw at the Packers as possible.
So the nickel, the fifth defensive back, when he plays, that means there's only two linebackers that play. And Nick McLeod is also a nickel, has been the backup. So now you've got both those guys that you can use in place of C.J. Gardner-Johnson. And when you use them, you'll only use your two backers. You could not use them if you wanted to stop the run more and use three linebackers, in which case that would probably be DeMarco Jackson. Since Noah Sewell got hurt, the first time when Noah Sewell got hurt, they never went to three linebackers. The rest of that game was a San Francisco game. But in the Detroit game, they did use three linebackers on 12 snaps. DeMarco Jackson was in there along with the mainstays, TJ Edwards and Tremaine Edmonds. But those are the two main guys, and the two guys, frankly, who are most responsible to stop the run, to make one-on-one tackles, or at least the support tackles, And sometimes it's the running back. Sometimes it's a running back when they catch something short in the flat. Like linebackers rack up tackles because they're in that space where the short runs and the short passes go.
I've heard Lance Briggs say that if you just rally to the ball, you can end up with 8-9 tackles. If you just rally to the ball on every play as a linebacker, that can happen. The thing that I hope that Kyler is full go, and it's going to be difficult for that to be the case because obviously he hasn't been playing, and I know that they've been trying to do conditioning stuff with him, but it's not the same as gameplay and as we've been talking about, like regulating heart rate and all of that stuff. But when Kyler Gordon is healthy, one of the things that he allows you to do is to stay in nickel and not worry about the run because he is someone that plays run support really well. He is a guy that goes out there and tackles. He is not afraid of contact. And when you add that with his athleticism at the nickel position, able to play the slot, which means you're going to be directionally challenged as a DB and also move outside if need be. There's a reason why everyone got excited about the idea of Dennis Allen plus Kyler Gordon.
Yeah, and it's not just because of what he can do in coverage. It's because of how he can support in the run game like you're talking about. It should be said that the middle linebacker, one who's got the green dot and is supposed to get all the tackles, and the way Briggs talked about it is certainly helpful. That guy's got to be really good. And if he's not, there's a whole bunch of plays where it can get exposed, and we feel like that's been happening this year to TJ Edwards.
TJ Edwards, and this goes back a ways, too. Like, this goes back to the stumble bump. Let's go all the way back there, okay? They knew that TJ Edwards, the Lions knew that he would bite up on a run fake, and it has been part of his like player profile. He wants to make plays, right? So he wants to get downhill.
That's a good thing though, Lawrence.
It is. It's a great thing to have, but it can be exploited. And it was exploited on the stumble bum. And remember where Ben got the stumble bum from. They had seen it from the Packers doing it to the Bears.
When it was a real fumble.
So you now have two other teams picking on TJ Edwards because of his propensity to want to come up and try and make a play in the run game. And he's been caught a bunch of times this year where he's taken that first step and not being able to recover. And when Matt Bowen breaks down how much stuff has been done from a zone perspective, forget about man, that receivers are finding the soft spot right behind the linebackers and they are making plays.
So you've got TJ biting up on run fakes like you're talking about, and other instances too in coverage like you referenced. And I got to say, the guy who's really been on this for weeks and weeks and weeks is our man Alex Kuhn. Alex Kuhn has been like, oh, TJ bit again. Did you see that in the group thread during a game? Sending cut-ups in the group thread, sending tape, because some of the tape breaker downers that you watch and follow are all over TJ Edwards, aren't they?
Yeah, and you can see it. You guys see the cut-ups, you guys watch the game, and it's easy to see live. But I think the thing that, as Lawrence just said, the thing that's most surprising is he seems like, you almost liken it to a hitter that's caught in between, where they're late on the fastball, and they're slow to react to the curveball. Now, the fastball is, you expect him, TJ Edwards, to come downhill on his run fits. And as the tape showed against Detroit, he was very hesitant, both in the run game and in the pass game, and they took advantage of it. So when you saw DeMarco Jackson out there, he was at least a little bit more sure of his reads and where he was going.
He had more conviction. I love your comp, not just because I'm a baseball guy, but I love your comp of being in between. Because a lot of times when that happens, and we saw it happen with Seiya Suzuki multiple times, and he would have to get sat down to kind of reset the mentality of it. If you think you're a little slow, if you're a little slow with your bat speed, then you're really worried about the heater, and you have it in your head even when you're trying to sit back, so you get caught in between. I think TJ has never been lightning quick in terms of the athleticism as compared to some others. And now there's been some injuries and there's some age. So I think TJ knows he's not quite as quick and effective. And that can make you a little slow in the same way.
Where you're like playing slower. It's not just actual speed. You're playing slower.
And that can make you think slower. And I feel like that's what we saw. And the one that we just watched of Jameson Williams being open right there behind the line of scrimmage on third and short. And he's standing there and TJ sees him open, but doesn't go to him because he's thinking about something else. And he's trying to play it down the middle. He's caught him.
It seems like he's caught in between. And then you add in, like, it's a whole season and it's a lot of injuries. They've got a couple of guys on their defense that are like this right now. Jalen's another one where you'd rather have him than not. You'd rather have him out there than not. But between him and TJ and Kyler, you've got three guys that are working through, like, injury stuff along with everything else. And so it makes you just, each guy makes you just a little bit slower, a little bit less able to react in some of those moments.
And in a cumulative game where everything adds up on a team defense.
And it can end up being one play that is the difference between you winning and losing. And that urgency that might manifest itself as anxiety. That's the type of thing that Kurt was talking about. That's the type of thing that Patrick was talking about. That's the type of thing that Matt Forte was talking about.
Yeah.
That's the type of thing that Matt Bowen was talking about. That all of those things in a playoff situation get you sent home. It's not like playing in week 14 and being like, well, we just have to clean up A, B, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
It's, oh, you allowed that to happen?
Yeah.
Well, now you're going home and you're sitting there with trying to figure out how you got to this point.
Would you guys like to take a guess at the peak performance age of NFL linebackers?
26.
On the button. 26 is the peak performance age of NFL linebackers.
TJ's 30?
29. The decline happens historically.
Quick, man.
The decline happens at the age of 30. Linebackers perform at an elite level historically within the 25 to 28 range.
And you're talking about ideally someone that's not had injuries. And this has been a rough season for TJ when it comes
sure.
to injuries.
So look, he's 29. I think there'll be competition for his job next year.
There should be.
And maybe DeMarco Jackson is part of that competition. But here you are. It's freaking Packers week. Dennis Allen, who just yesterday was talking about how the cornerbacks are just playing better than Tyreek Stevenson. That's just it. Dennis Allen believes in TJ Edwards, and I've made the other baseball comp to go with Alex's caught in between, that TJ's like a hitter who's not hitting well enough to deserve to be towards the top of the lineup, but is still being left there. He's your green dot.
You can't have
two guys with the green dot who can call defenses, right?
He's a really smart player, though. Like, and I get it. I get that even if we're looking at this from the standpoint of, like, diminished skills, he's really smart. He gets you in your stuff. But at some point, that dam breaks when you've got so many of these guys working through stuff. And this is part of the reason that the playoffs can be so brutal, because you don't want to, you don't have better options necessarily. And you know that you might be sending guys out there that are playing at 75%. Do they have the mental acuity to close that gap a little bit? Now, TJ, I think, is a player that does. Jalen is a player that does. Like, they know stuff, but they've got it. They're out there with a lot of guile. Sonic boom, a lot of guile.
And they got to be really sure of themselves.
Absolutely.
And maybe because of the injuries, TJ is not. To clarify the question I just asked out loud, more than one player can have the green dot. A team usually names a primary player and either one or two backups in the green dot role. And if the primary player leaves the field for injury or substitution, a designated alternate can take over as long as the umpire is notified.
Edmonds has the other dot, right? I think he has the other dot.
Okay, so Tremaine could just move over.
Yeah.
And you could put DeMarco out there. But I don't know that we've seen those two as a tandem in the nickel. I'd have to look more specifically on a snap-to-snap basis to see if that's possible. And it's a little scary to be talking about this kind of change at such an important spot at this point, 2 days before a playoff game.
I think that your point of view on getting DeMarco Jackson out there in what are, like, you're kind of forced to do it if Kyler is not 100%. And none of us would expect, right, that he's 100%. You would need him out there in what you would deem rundowns. But that has to, you have to sustain that. You have to earn it. You have to earn making sure that you're winning those quote unquote run downs if you're the Bears to keep you out of some of these situations.
Yeah.
And maybe you're blitzing in some of those situations too. They want to be as football people would say, they want to be as multiple and versatile as they can be defensively. And they want to, even if they're showing a 4-3 look, they want to show that look and not be 100% tell that they are just run defending, that they maybe will send DeMarco or TJ or Tremaine to go and get the quarterback on some of those looks.
Every time I bring up the draft needs, first of all, most people say, shut the hell up. It's a playoff game. We're in the playoffs. We got time to do that.
We have a lot of time.
And then other people like Lawrence Holmes tell me what they need. What do they need for draft?
A defensive end and corner.
Yeah.
And keep drafting and them.
Okay. So, yeah, and I agree. They need an edge rusher and they need a cover corner. I agree. How about a great middle linebacker? Can I interest you?
That's not high on my list.
Round three, round four?
Okay.
Well, I mean, what if there's one that you love? The Lions took Jack Campbell and Jahmyr Gibbs, and everybody laughed at him. And both those guys are Pro Bowls and Pro Bowlers.
Okay.
And more.
I'm fine with it. I'm fine with it.
Yeah. How would you feel? I mean, it's like a Roquan thing all over again, right?
Who went to the Pro Bowl this year?
Yeah, he did. Of course he did.
Again.
Yeah. And now he might be one of those guys who ages okay. Maybe.
He might. And I mean,
it's hard, though.
And he's another one of those, like, next level thinkers at the position.
My top five draft needs, since no one asked for it. Edge rusher, cover corner, middle linebacker.
I don't think at that time Ballard was in the business of taking an off-the-ball linebacker at eight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, whatever you say, Flus. Huh? How many jobs you had since then, Pally? How many gonna have, buddy boy?
And how many all pros is Roquan at?
Yeah, exactly. How about a D tackle who can get to the quarterback a little bit too?
Sure.
One of those?
I definitely do, but I am starting with edge rusher.
I know, I moved
and
on.
Corner.
I'm on the top five needs.
I might actually keep doing that.
Edge rusher, corner, and then edge rusher and corner again?
Or corner and edge rusher.
Well, have a middle linebacker, D tackle. And how about a wide receiver late? Then you trade DJ.
Okay. Maybe a safety.
Also, am I the first one to bring up DJ Moore to Vegas for Max Crosby? Am I the first one to bring that up? I'd like to.
Yeah, wow, never heard that.
Has it come up a lot? Probably. Have you heard the guys heard that one?
I was talking about.
I heard it from you.
Yeah, exactly.
I heard it from you, Dad.
We heard it from watching you. A buddy of mine was a big Steelers fan. And I was watching the game, texting him, and he's talking about TJ Watt's season up and down. He's been hurt, and they're kind of souring on him a little bit. And in Pittsburgh, and
we'll
I was
take
like,
him.
And I sent him the video of DJ on the interception last week. I was like, how about a pick swap and DJ Moore for TJ Watt?
I mean,
DJ for TJ.
The TJ Watt stuff is pretty. There's a pretty real reason why you might not have seen the best version of him.
Yeah.
It's called a collapsed lung.
Yeah,
someone did
important.
Something and he's going to win a lawsuit at some point. But come on.
I haven't followed that story. How did the lung collapse?
He was getting treatment done and the treatment got a little too invasive.
Wait
and
a minute.
Dry needling.
Yeah.
Isn't that what happened to Tyrod Taylor?
Yes.
Tyrod Taylor
that is
before
exactly
the game.
What happened to him. And
way
that's
back.
How the Justin Herbert era started.
Yeah. Man, look at that. Careful of those dry needles out there, folks. I mean, I've said that for years.
And the wet ones aren't that great either.
Yeah, the wet ones probably even more dangerous, to tell you the truth.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief.
To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.